Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson. Once again, I want to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, I say thank you to everyone who listens to this podcast. As a young kid, I was taught that you appreciate and you show thanks to everybody who do something for you. So for everyone that listens to my podcast and that shares the podcast and that even leave me a comment, thank you. Last week, I took a week off. I didn't record Wednesday or Saturday night. And I just felt like I needed to rejuvenate. I needed to take care of some family business. I needed to take care of me. And also, I think I needed to just step away from the podcast for a while, because I have been going hard for like the last 7 to 8 months as far as doing the podcast, doing my own editing, which I don't do a whole lot. I kind of like to come off the cuff. But sometimes I may have to go back and change something. And also, I do my own artwork as far as my podcast cover. So if anybody know of anybody who needs any podcast help as far as coming up with a good thumbnail for their podcast, please let me know. Or, you know, send me an email at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. I am also an author. I wrote my first book a couple of months ago. It's just a small e-book, but it was a dream of mine to actually put something out and get published. And the name of the book is Heart Seductions. It's on Amazon, Kindle, it's on Barnes & Noble's, Google Play Store. I'm out there, you know, so just check it out. It's a small ebook. It's not one of those books where you can sit for hours and read. It's just a piece of who I am and where I'm coming from in the process of finishing my next book. So I'm not going to talk too much about it. I'm just going to be about it. But with this podcast, I try to talk about sex, relationships, fucking, and everything that's under the umbrella when it comes to, you know, a man and a woman being together and cohabitating. Now, like I said, I am not an expert. I have not been the perfect partner or the perfect lover, but I've learned. And through my learning and my, you know, educating myself how to be a different person or how to be a better person for someone, I found that I enjoy talking about it. So I figured, why not do a podcast? I mean, you know, it started months after the situation in 2020 as far as COVID is concerned. And I've been growing since then. It's small, you know, it's taking its time, but it's picking up momentum. And I like the fact that, you know, I'm able to do what I want to do and have a passion about it. So, but what I do, I try to give a question and a topic whenever I do my podcast. So my question for the night is, marrying the same person, is it something that's worth it? Could you marry someone else, or could you date someone else after you broke up with them? Also, my topic for the night is, have you ever had makeup sex so good that you had a person who would argue just so that you could have makeup sex? Now, for me, I've experienced it, and I've talked to some guys who have gone through that situation, so I'm going to talk about it tonight. So please, do me a favor. Sit back. Relax. Whatever it is that you do as far as indulging, something to smoke, something to drink, go ahead and do it, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. All right, so we're back. My question of the night is, can you marry the same person twice? And is it worth it? In my personal opinion, marrying the same person twice sounds like a pretty good way to make sure that you'll never be bored in your relationship. Nah, seriously, I believe I could, but honestly, there's some people who I don't like talking to. Like when they call me or text me or send me a DM, I instantly delete it, because it's like the energy is off. And if it's where we didn't make it the first time,
My theory is we're not going to make it the second time. It's not going to work the second time around. I may be wrong, but I've only been married once. So, you know, who knows? But as far as me and my ex-wife getting back together or ever thinking about it, I don't think so. She's in a good place. I'm in a great place. And I think we had our time, and that's where it stays. Now, as far as going back with people, like, you know, doubling back and dating someone that I dated before we broke up, I've only done that a few times. Maybe three. Maybe four. Maybe four. Because, like I said a few minutes ago, my thought process is like, we didn't have enough to keep us together, so we ain't gonna have enough to make it towards the end of the finish line, you know? So, and there's no definitive answer for this, you know what I'm saying? Because it depends on a person's individual circumstances and what's important to them. Some couples, you know, some people marry the same person multiple times and find that it was the best experience the second time around. While others may think that, you know what, that excitement is gone. That thing we had, that one thing that kept us together, it doesn't exist no more. So why even travel this road when we know we're not going to find that magic that we had before? And ultimately, it's up to the couple to decide, or the person to decide, whether or not they believe it's worth putting themselves back in that position to marry the same person they just divorced. So, I came up with a couple of reasons why it would be a good thing. Number one, you already know and you love each other. You've been married before. You know a person's likes and dislikes. You know what sets them off. You know their families. You know, if you got a good relationship, you know personal information, you know, personal situations that person may have experienced. So you don't go through that hassle of learning someone new. Because you've already experienced it, you've already lived that situation with someone. You know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and you're already comfortable with each other. Number two is, it helps you avoid divorce. Because divorce is a costly situation. It's emotionally draining, and it can be a real huge hassle. And if you marry the same person, then you're probably going to avoid that drama. Not saying that you didn't avoid it the first time y'all got divorced, but who knows, you know, you get back together and you might have that mindset like, look, we done came out of our pockets. We done went through the ugly divorce. We took a chance and got back together, so we're going to ride this thing out until one of us leave or both of us leave at the same time. There will be no more divorcing. Number three, you can have a stronger relationship. Since you know each other well, you can work together to overcome any obstacles that may come up in the relationship. And you have that better line of communication, and you're able to resolve conflict a little bit more effectively, you know? Let's see, number four, you can build a life together. When you marry the same person the second time around, I think you're a little bit more committed to building your life together. And you may, you know, venture out there and buy a home and have children and make long-term plans to doing things, because you know that you got that person by your side. You went through the first time and you figured it wasn't going to work. So somehow or another, you got back together and you tried it out. So most times, if you get back together, you're going to work, you're going to strive towards everything work and everything fall into place. Number five, you can grow old together. Let me tell you something. Growing old by yourself is not the move. I've seen so many relatives, friends, and they all have that look of hurt when they're at a certain point in their life and they don't have no one next to them. And that's just to see it. It hurts you. You know, it makes you feel bad. So if you marry someone again, I think one of the best things would be to grow old with that person. You don't went through all the yada yada. You know that, look, we made a choice to do this again. So let's do it and grow old and be happy and build and be successful and have children and grandchildren and help them grow and be successful. Because at some point in time, you get tired of negativity. You get tired of nonsense. You get tired of running the streets. You get tired of drinking. You get tired of the shit that made you divorce the first time. You have to settle down or you will end up growing old by yourself. Now, some reasons why I think getting back together is not a great idea. And there's a number of reasons. First, the relationship may become stale. There may be little or no excitement left. Second, you may have grown apart and no longer have the same interests. You know, you may, with that time apart, you may have taken up skydiving, and you try to introduce that to your partner, and like, look, you know, I don't care for planes, so you're in a situation where you want to go skydiving, you want to spend time with your partner, but they don't want to jump out of the plane, but it's your passion. So certain things you got to think about before you decide to go back down that road. The third one is, one or both partners may be unhappy with the relationship and feel like it's not worth continuing. And the last one I came up with, financial or other practical considerations that will make a divorce a better option. Because money plays a big part in many relationships. And if the money ain't right, the honey ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You just don't have that cohesiveness. You don't have that thing that gels within the relationship. So, to wrap it up, my summary is, it might be good for some people, but overall, I think it might be best that you proceed with breaking up or divorcing, because I think the cons outweigh the pros this time. You know, I don't see the pros in a favorable light. I don't think that, you know, trying again will be something that a lot of people need to do. You know, because you get to a point where you're fed up. And just you bringing up the word divorce, or you deciding that you can't make it and you want to leave, might be the best thing for both you and that person. So on that note, I'll be right back with the question. I'm sorry, I'll be right back with the topic of the night. All right, so my topic of the night is, makeup sex is so good, she would argue just to get some. All right. Personal experience. And I've had this conversation with some guys that I served in the Navy and the National Guard with, and also other guys that I've worked with and played basketball with. And for me, it was one of those things that just happened out of the blue. You know, we had a good weekend. I had to work Monday and Tuesday, 12-hour shifts. So I told her when I get off Tuesday afternoon, I would be coming back over to her house, spend the night, spend some time with her. So in my mind, when I left, everything was good. I get to the house thinking that, you know, it's going to be some spaghetti with some turkey meatballs and a bottle of Zinfandel and some dessert. Because that was the conversation that we had for the last 2 days. That's what's going to happen. We was going to, you know, before Netflix, I think it was VHS and chill. You know what I'm saying? So, I get to the door, and I'm like, hey, what's up? She got an attitude. I'm like, okay, maybe she had a rough day, and she want me to shut the fuck up so she can just let me know what's going on with her. And I'll talk about my day later, or, you know, tomorrow. So, we went like 45 minutes with no true conversation. It was like hit and miss. I'll ask a question or I'll say something. She'll like give me the one answer syndrome, you know. Yeah. No. I don't know. And that did it for me. The I don't know with the head turning and the eyes. I'm like, hold the fuck up. What the fuck is going on here? Because I know I haven't done anything or said anything to get on your nerves, or we haven't argued, so what's up? Well, I just had a long day, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yo, honey, I'm here for you. But I had nothing to do with your day. So don't be screaming on me. And she just took it to the next level, start out talking me. And if anyone knows me, I'm not a loud talker. But I found myself going up a different, you know, like Mariah Carey level as far as my voice becoming more and more like a woman. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, she done pulled me out of my element because I'm arguing with a woman that I don't know what the fuck I'm arguing about. And next thing you know, she starts smiling. I'm like, yo, what's up? This is not funny. You started this argument. And for no reason, I don't know what the fuck is going on. So why are you smiling? Then she starts to undress. I'm like, yo, this ain't funny. I'm not in the mood for sex. And she's like, she hit me with the, yes, you are Big Daddy. I'm like, stop. Don't be calling me Big Daddy. You know that's like touching my spot. Don't do that. Because I'm mad with you. Then she started kissing me on my ear and, you know, rubbing me. And next thing you know, we're having makeup sex. And I'm like, okay. I enjoy the makeup sex. But what is the essence? What is the fucking beginning? What is the reason for the argument? She said, I just want some good ass makeup sex. What? You took me all through that just to fuck me? She said, no. Fucking you and makeup sex is two different things. And in my mind, the one track mind I had, they all, you know, went together for me. But then she broke it down. She said, it's more of a intense feeling for me. It's something that I was someone introduced it to me. And it was another woman. Another woman had pulled her out of her element and gave her the skills to do men like that. And I fell victim. So, in that particular instance, that makeup sex was good as fuck. That shit was good as fuck. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, so when it comes to sex, there are several opinions out there, especially when it's about this particular topic. Because you got some people who will swear by makeup sex, and she was one of them. Whereas me, you know, I'm like the more traditional route. You know what I'm saying? So in my that day, makeup sex was a whole lot better than regular sex for me. Now, I went through that a couple of more times, but it wasn't as intense. You know, it was like we really had arguments. I saw where those arguments, you know, started from. I knew what was the base, what was the reason the arguments kicked off, you know. And afterwards we kissed and made up and, you know, spent time together and, you know, everything was all right. But honestly, I think there's nothing quite like makeup sex. That feeling of being able to let go after a long, heated argument is kind of exhilarating. And let's be honest, man. Sex is just fucking awesome, you know? For the most of us, sex is awesome, you know? Makeup sex can be great, but it's not always better than regular sex. According to the sex therapist, Dr. Jill DeVitt, it really depends on the couple and the situation. I hear that. But I'm going to say that a lot of people will disagree with that particular statement. And also, it really depends on the couple and their situation, you know. I think if your lover starts an argument with you to have sex, then they're clearly, some people can use sex as a way to manipulate you. Now, for some instance, that's not healthy. And it's not sustainable in the relationship. And if you're not comfortable, if you're not comfortable with this particular behavior, then you need to communicate that with your partner. Like, look, hey, I don't agree with your way of thinking. I don't want to argue to set you off. Maybe every once in a while we can do that, but all the time or often, nah, that's not the thing that gets me off, you know? Now, there's nothing wrong with a bit of healthy conflict in a relationship. Sometimes I think it's good to have a little, you know, add a different mix. In fact, some experts say that a minimal amount can be good, since it can help release it, so it can help release tension and build up intimacy. And if fighting leads to makeup sex, guess what? That's even better. The mindset of someone who argues to have makeup sex and that are willing to do whatever it takes to make up their past mistakes is kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Is devious, underhanded. I think it's to some degree kind of fucked up, you know? Not saying that the situation that I went with old girl wasn't fucked up, but at that moment, I didn't think that way. It took me months and years later to look at it from a point of view that even though it was good sex, she had to pull me out of who I am. And I don't like people doing that. I don't like people making me get upset or argue or stress out about anything. You know what I'm saying? If something happened, that happens because it comes from me. I'm the base of the situation. I don't need someone else to set me off. But at that particular time, it felt good. You know, I got caught up in the moment. I understood what she was saying because she was standing there before me, butt ass naked, looking good. Like a bacon and egg sandwich. But yeah, sometimes the mindset is kind of fucked up when you think about, I'm going to have an argument just to get me something. That's kind of low down, you know? Like, what the fuck? Just say you want to fuck. Just say you want something. You ain't got to go through all those changes just to, you know, get that knockout punch. You know what I'm saying? If you and your partner are constantly arguing and makeup sex is the only thing that seems to be working, it could be time to talk to somebody. You may need to seek help for that situation because now it elevates to a problem for both you and the person and your relationship. Sometimes there's no set mindset for someone who argues to have makeup sex because every person is different. However, there may be some underlying reason why someone wants to engage in this type of activity. For example, this may feel like something to help them reconnect with their partner on an emotional level. Or they may simply be turned on by the idea of having makeup sex. Ultimately, it's up to the couple to decide whether they want to engage in this particular activity. Now, some of the pros and cons of fighting to have sex. Pros: it may lead to better sex if both partners are enjoying the argument and they're turned on by it. The sex can be a whole lot better than if they just went through the motions without any real passion, you know? Or number two, it can be a turn on. Some people find the idea of two people passionately arguing over something to be a major turn on. Number three, it adds excitement to the relationship. If everything is always calm and quiet, arguments add a bit of spice to the relationship. Number four, it helps partners communicate better. If partners are able to express their desires and needs during the argument, it can help them communicate better overall. Number five, it leads to makeup sex. After a good argument, many have reported that having great makeup sex was the best thing they could have done. Cons: it hurts feelings. If things get too heated, one or both partners may end up with their feelings hurt. Number two, it can damage a relationship. If arguments happen too frequently or become too intense, it can damage the relationship. And it can lead to breakup. If arguments become too destructive, it would definitely to us, like, you know what, we gotta go our separate ways. This ain't gonna work. It's stressful. Arguments can be stressful for both partners, especially if they're not used to arguing with each other. Because you got some people like me who don't argue. So for you to get them to that point, that throws them off their balance. That fucks up their yin and yang. You know, everything is out of alignment because here I am, you know, I have a peaceful mindset and you disturbing it with your fucking arguing on purpose just to fuck me. I don't understand it. It can be dangerous. If tempers flare and partners start to physically fight, they can lead to serious injury. It can lead to the police knocking on your door, or it can lead to something worse that I don't want to put out there in the atmosphere, but if you think about it, it can lead to you ultimately taking a long nap. When makeup sex gets better, I think the build-up. Makeup sex always have a bit of build-up to it, whether it's the fight that led to the makeup, or the anticipation of making up for lost time. There's always some bit of excitement in the air. And that excitement makes the sex better. Passion. Makeup sex is always passionate. There's no holding back when it comes to being intimate after an argument. It's like you're both ready to let loose and go at it and give everything you got and be like, shit, let's just throw caution to the wind and let's do this. And this makes the sex even hotter. Number three, the intensity. Makeup sex is always intense. There's no gentle lovemaking during this period. It's all about the intensity, the heat, the passion, the desire, the fucking raw, R-A-W, need for that person. Number four, the makeup sex has a certain glow to it. There's something about this type of intimacy that makes sex even better when it's glowing. It's like you can't help but feel sexy when you're basking in that afterglow of amazing makeup booty. Number five, the satisfaction. Makeup sex is always satisfying. I can't remember a time I wasn't like knocked out sleeping, snoring, happy with the AC blowing in my face after some good makeup sex. Then get up and get something to eat and resume the activities. Well, this time without the build up, you know. Whether it's physical satisfaction of finally getting each other off or the emotional satisfaction of making up for a fight, it's always a win. It's always in your favor. So there you have it. Those are a couple of reasons why makeup sex is better than regular sex to me. Now let me give you some reasons when it's not better than regular sex. And that's when you really are pissed off with someone. When you're upset, when you're really angry and that person that really got on your fucking nerves. I know a lot of people will say that makeup sex is always better because it's so passionate, but while this may be true, I think there's something to say about having sex when you're angry. It's something about that raw emotion that can make intimacy more exciting, but plus it gives a great way to release all that built up anger and tension. I think one of the best things about regular sex is that it gives you a chance to try new things. Even though makeup sex is great, it's pretty often straightforward. You don't really explore. You're trying to achieve having an orgasm. You're trying to get each other off. You're trying to release that tension. You just have a one-track mind. Whereas when you have a regular sex, you may explore here, you may explore there, you may pull out and travel down south, you may travel up north, you may put something there, because you're being a little bit more creative. You're not thinking, you know, with the one-track mind. The next one is you're not in the mood. I think this one's a bit controversial, but I think there are times when regular sex is better than makeup sex because, you know, you're just not feeling it. There are times when you're not in the mood for sex at all, but you may, you know, you may want to satisfy your partner. I'm not going to say entertain. You may want to satisfy your partner. And you may be tired. You may have had a long, stressful day. And you just don't fucking feel like it. And that's okay. That's okay. But in those moments, I think that regular sex can actually be a lot more enjoyable. That's because you don't have to do it. Or you just, you know, you can just focus on doing it and getting it over with. You ain't got to, you know, put a whole lot of thought into it. So to wrap this thing up, makeup sex is a great way to celebrate your victory. If it's your purpose to make your partner upset, piss them off, and you end up fucking and having some of the best makeup sex, then you're the victor. You won hands down. But if you're just having sex as a way to avoid dealing with your issues, then it's probably not going to do much for your relationship in the long run. So if you using that as your go-to move, then eventually your partner going to get tired of it, or it's going to wear thin quick. So, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with using every once in a while, but to pull it out of your arsenal every time and say, hey, I just want to make you mad. I don't want to be mad today. I don't want you. I had a long day. I don't need you adding to it and then talking about you want to fuck me, because I might not be in the mood to fuck. I'm tired. My back hurt. You know, I need some rest. I've been working 48 hours. Well, I've been working 4 days straight. 12 hours, 16 hour days. You think I want to like argue with you about some dumb shit so you can get a nut? Fuck out of here. So if you're using it as your go-to move, you might want to try something else. You might need to talk to somebody, because eventually your partner get tired of it and they may end up leaving you because of it. And on that note, I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast, man. Thank you for the support. Thank you for listening to the podcast when I was down, when I took a week off. But man, yo, that's love right there, man. Greatly appreciate everybody. You know, I saw that some new, I think it's like four or five new people start listening to the podcast. Because when you listen to the first one, I can see where I left off at and where it is now. So I think I gained like 4 new listeners. And that, man, that right there feels good. But you know what's crazy? I listen to those new podcasts, those older podcasts. Yo, I sounded crazy as fuck. But you know what? It's a growing experience. It's one of those things where you use it as a gauge. Because when I listen to it now, I know what not to do. When I listen to the older podcasts now, I know what not to do in the new podcast. You know, I have increased my skills as far as doing my podcast covers. At one time, I was going to pay somebody. I'm like, you know what, I can do it. I can put some words together, put a picture together, and, you know, get my point across, you know. So I'm enjoying it. I still have the passion. I still have the desire to do this. And that week off, you know, I missed it, but I was fighting myself Saturday night to do it. But I'm like, you know, let me go ahead and enjoy this drink and enjoy this time and just, you know, jump back on it next week, you know? So, but yo, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Anybody who got anything they want to, you know, hit me up with, just, you know, leave me a message at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. Please do me a favor. Like, share, and subscribe. Tell your people. You know, there's an older dude talking about sex from his perspective. You know what I'm saying? He ain't just talking about fucking. You know, he talking about dating. He talking about courting. He talking about, you know, child support not being in favor of the man. That's one of my pet peeves right there. You know, I don't think I can have any more child support conversations, because that shit is ugly, you know. I experienced that. No one experienced no more. Well, at my age, I'm definitely not going to experience. But, yeah, I just want to say, I just want to thank everybody for the support. And if you want to leave me anything, if you want to talk about anything, want me to talk about anything, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. And on that note, y'all have a good night. Take care, and I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.